And so I finally invited myself to their church because I, you know,
here, let me.
I mean, I did. I said, I want to see if there's anybody else out there as weird as you two because you're so different. Because they were so real. And Cheryl talked about that real thing. They were so real and they were so loving and they were so funny. I didn't even know you could be funny and be a Christian. I thought, because I love to laugh and I come from an all funny family. In my family, you had to be funny or you were asked to leave. And so I'm like, oh, I can be funny and be a Christian because these people were hysterical. They had this great morning show. They were just a hoot like you guys. And oh, my goodness, it was like a parallel universe to me when I stepped into that church because I didn't even know what kind of stuff like this was going on Sunday morning. Sunday morning was recover morning for me. And here are all these people, sober, bright-eyed, fun, loving God and loving each other. I just couldn't believe it. So I heard three sermons about how to be a good spouse, and I was single at the time, and a feminist. And I heard three, you know, three sermons about how to be a good parent, and I didn't have kids yet. You know, God has such a sense of humor. We think we have to find, like, the perfect verse to reach somebody's heart. I'm telling you, the author and perfecter of your faith knows his book well. He will lead you. You don't have to find the verse. You can start anywhere in that Bible. It's going to get you to God. It just will. The one that really got me there was Romans 5:8. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners. See, I thought I had to clean up my act to get to God. And God had already wrapped his arms around me and was stood prepared to clean up my act. He's so faithful. And he's still scrubbing, by the way. There's still, still a lot of work to be done, you know. Though I hope I never actually look like a good girl to people. Do you know what I'm saying by that? Because I think good girls scare people away. They look at me and think, wow, I could never be like that. But see, people hear me and say, well, I could get that far. I probably could do a little better. So I call myself an FBG, a former bad girl, because I never want to lose that. You know what I mean, Cheryl?
I know exactly what you mean.
I don't want to assume that I'm now a good girl. I am good only by God's grace. Even Jesus said, and this will really set you back, no one is good but God alone. No one. So I think we need to lay down that I am good thing and just say, like Paul does, what a wretched man that I am. Who will save me from this body of death? And then the next verse, don't you just love this? He does this whole thing, goes on and on. I do not do what I want to do, and what I'm doing is not what I do. Mm-hmm. I call it the do-do passage in Romans 7. He do-do-do's all over the place because that's us. I want to do the right thing. I do the wrong thing. Whatever I'm doing is the thing I don't want to do. And he goes on for 8 verses, just gnashing of teeth. Wretched man. And then the next verse says it all. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. It isn't about us, kids. It's not ever about us getting it right. It's about serving a God who already got it right, who forgives us not because of our goodness, but because of his. We can't earn it. We can't buy it. Grace is a gift. Mm-hmm. It's just a gift. And you just have to hold your arms out, and I think you'll find when you do, it's already there. It isn't like something you have to keep asking for. You know that wonderful prodigal son story? Boy, I love that story. One of the interesting things to me is it says, and the father saw him from a distance, and his heart was filled with compassion. Now, what has the son done so far? Has he asked for forgiveness? Mm-hmm. Has he done anything? Mm-hmm. No, all he did was turn. He just turned toward his father, and his father saw him from a distance. There's something about that line that just really does it for me. This is God watching out for us all the time. And we turn, he is so there. His heart was filled with compassion and he ran. Mm-hmm. He ran. God runs to us. We think we have to work our way to God, that we have to run to God. Mm-hmm. All the effort is on his part. We just turn. And his father ran to him and wrapped his arms around him and he kissed him. And it's really important in scripture when the father kisses the son, that is a statement of you are my family, you're mine, you're in. And the son has done zero. Have you noticed this? There's nothing about what the son does, groveling, falling down, saying the right words, praying the sinner's prayer. I'm sorry, I hate to even mention this, but like, nothing.
I see that hand.
Nothing's happening here except what God the Father is doing. And we just so make it about us, 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 us. We sing it, we sing our whole lives in the key of me, 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 me. And it's really God, God, God. It's all about what he does. So grace, grace, baby.